the EGF or the epidermal growth factor is naturally occurring, and that is abundantly found in the saliva. And so even in other animals, when the dogs bite themselves, when they bleed, they wound, because naturally the EGF is in there. And even as humans, when we bite ourselves, cut our fingers, so we tend to bite it, because the EGF is actually found in there. And so the many scientists have actually identified the EGF in the saliva. And so the scientists in Cuba, they have actually purified the EGF, and they have now used the recombinant technology to mass produce EGF. And their product is called Abbott Prot P.
And how effective is it at treating things like people with diabetes, with gangrenous toes and things like that?
Problem with the gangrenous toes and the feet is really due to poor blood supply to the distal organs, so which they call peripheral neuropathy, and then the blood vessels are affected, and then and it's actually death of tissues due to no flow. And so the EGF, the epidermal growth factor, has been found to promote tissue healing and regrowth and regeneration of blood vessels. And so as a result, there is a new formation of blood vessels and regeneration of tissues.
So could this actually mean fewer diabetes-related amputations if you can use this drug on people before it gets too bad?
No, this is actually the treatment for those who have got established diabetic foot. The normal treatment regimen of controlling the sugar, dietary control, and the others taking medicines, it will go on. But in the event that they develop further complications of diabetic foot, this medicine is then employed to promote regrowth of the blood vessels which have been already dead off.
So are you getting this drug in from Cuba into Papua New Guinea? What have your recommendations to the health department been about using this?
In this country, when patients come in with a gangrenous foot, the easy way out is amputation. And we haven't used any other modalities. I mean, we try to do all sort of things, skin grafts, et cetera, but the infection is quickly spread. So the easy way out has always been amputation. And so when we went to Cuba last year, representing the Department of Health with the government of Papua New Guinea, we were shown many products. One of them includes EGF. Some others included the vaccines for lung cancer, and they've developed some of the techniques to eliminate tuberculosis and other things. So we'll be looking at those soon. But the first thing that we want to look at getting is the epidermal growth factor, EGF, for our diabetic foot patients.
This drug has been developed in Cuba. Has this drug been cleared for human use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration?
They have actually developed this a few decades ago, and they have started using it in 2007. Right now, about 15 countries are using those, and over 100,000 patients has actually benefited from this.
So it's being used in hospitals around the world now?
Yes, about 15 countries.
What effect might that have in PNG, do you think? Will it actually have an effect on the reducing the number of diabetes-related amputations that you have to perform each year?
Absolutely correct, because the medicine is actually injected directly into the affected wound, you see. And so it takes roughly about 9 days for the new blood vessels to grow. And effectively, the admission rates to the hospitals are cut down. So reduce hospital admission rates. The outcome is much, much better. So patients, the morbidity is improved, so they can work and contribute meaningfully to the communities and societies. And costing everything else is more promising.